What up, everybody? This is the People's Choice Podcast.
Soda on the side. 1, 2.
Oh, shit. God damn it. Mic check. Wolf, let me hear you.
Yep. Mic check. 1, 2.
Talk a little louder.
3, 4.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Keep some bass in your voice, man. Talk with some pride.
I got you. Facts. All that, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, episode 33 of the People's Choice Podcast. I am your host. I do want to say thank you to all of my faithful listeners. SoundCloud, Apple, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you've been pressing play. Thank you, Anchor. But to everybody that we have gained, what's the other word? It's a word that starts with A when you like gain something. I can't think of the word. Acquired.
Boom. Acquired, yeah.
All the new viewers we've acquired since coming to YouTube, thank you, man. Welcome. Let's get this money.
How y'all doing?
I have had multiple shout-out requests from people over the last 2 days. So let me do this. He told me what to say, so I gotta go to this message.
Somebody got a specific shout-out.
Yeah, I got both of them have specific shout-outs. The first one is... Where your name at, cuz? The first shout-out is... Damn, where is it? Oh, I know where it is. All right, hold on. I remember where it is.
All right, we're about to get to it. It's a real big
shout-out. The first shout-out is... Shout-out to Skull, my biggest inspiration. Love you, boy.
Stop. Wait, what?
No, that's what he told me to say.
That's really weird. All right.
And then the other shout out is to Messiah.
Okay.
Who is now the light-skinned national champion and All-American. So
that's sweet.
He also told me to say that, yeah, I don't write people shout out for them. They got to write them themselves. And Messiah DeWeaver, quarterback, Old Dominion University over there in Virginia, has deemed himself the light-skinned national champion and All-American. So
all right,
that's where we are. So them the two shout-outs. We might start implementing shout-outs.
Yeah. We're going to have to start doing reviews. For approval.
Got to have the committee go over these first.
Yeah.
You know, only reason I did Skulls is because he put the skull in there.
The skull. Oh, yeah. Respect the skull.
For those who know, if you know, you know. If not, count your blessings. So here we go. In the news, man, I don't know if y'all are soap opera people. Jalen seemed like a soap opera guy. Don't say nothing. But I can. Christoph St. John, man, was found dead, 52 years old, from The Young and the Restless.
Oh shit! Hold up.
God, light skinned cat, man. You've seen him around. The name might not ring a bell, but you've seen him around. Him and Shamar Moore, man, in The Young and the Restless. So that was earlier this week. And I want to say that was his wife who got on Twitter and said that she believes the doctors killed him.
Wow.
I haven't found a lot of backup information on this, but she believes that because they lost their child, their baby as well. And then she said, first they killed our baby, now they killed my husband.
Recently, though, she lost the child?
I don't know how recent the baby was. I saw the tweet just kind of in the articles when I was reading the stuff. So I haven't ran that back too much to know what's going on. But
right now it says pending additional investigation on his autopsy.
So, yeah, they're trying to figure out what happened.
I ain't gonna hold you up. I used to watch this with my grandma, like, a couple times. She was heavy into it.
Yeah, I found out. I was named after a character on All My Children.
All My Children. You slept too, right?
My dad worked midnights when I was born, and he watched soap operas during the day. So, my mom gave me my middle name, Tremaine. My dad gave me Terrence from the character on All My Children.
Hey.
So, you learn something new every day. Y'all learned something. Obviously, I knew that already. So, yeah, tgthehost.com, man. Go up there, subscribe, put your email in. We send out newsletters at the top of the month, every month, keep you updated with your boy. TG The Host is Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I think that's it, right? Yeah. So, follow me. Keep up with me. Follow the People's Choice Podcast on Instagram, exactly that, the People's Choice Podcast. And on Twitter is the TPC Pod. I just didn't have enough characters to do the same name, so bear with me. So yeah, that's where we are with that, man. Wolf is in the building.
What up, though?
Tyreek is not here today. We know who on the camera, man. Read the credits, man. We put a lot of work into these videos for y'all.
Do take your time.
So here we go. 21 Savage.
21.
Talk to me, man. ICE detained 21. That happened Literally, we recorded last Sunday. We got the news like as soon as we was done recording.
Like an hour after everything.
Right after I got to the crib, we recorded. I went home, and then boom.
Because at first Savage I wanted to see, like, did he get caught because he took that school in Rochester or something? Like, did he sign up for them classes?
In University of Farmington?
Yeah, Farmington. At first, I'm like, damn, did he sign up for classes
got
too?
Caught in the mouse trap.
Yeah.
Little rat trap. Yeah, so, yeah, as soon as we got done recording last week, first of all, that happens every time. Every time I record, as soon as I get done, some news, it break the timeline, man. So, what we got about 21, man? They saying, do you pull the article up?
Yeah, I was skimming through it. It's right now, they saying that technically his so-called charges that he, you know, that a lot of what he talked about, what he used to do,
right,
they technically aren't on his record. So that's what the his attorney through ISIS is saying right now. So
ISIS.
Or ICE.
So for those who don't know, 21 Savage is a rapper out of Atlanta, right? Well, before this news, 21 Savage is a rapper out of Atlanta. 21 is like 13, 25, 24-ish? No, he's older than 21. No, I already checked that. I checked that a long time ago. He's 24-ish.
He's still around there.
And so he's a rapper. And as far as we knew, he's from Atlanta.
Right.
Allegedly, when ICE detained him, they let news go that he is from a island that is a territory of the UK. His mom is from Dominica, and I forget where his dad is from. But one or both of those.
I think his dad like from out.
No, his dad from an island too. Yeah, I heard him say that in an interview, but I forget which one it was. But they're not from the same one. They came over here on a visa when he was like 13 as a minor, and the visa expired. Now, what his attorneys are saying is because he was a minor, he didn't really choose to just stay here on an expired visa.
He was just stuck.
He's a child, right? But I don't know what happened to his parents if they got popped when the visa expired before. So his attorneys are kind of on the grounds of you can't hold him because he hasn't done anything, right? He didn't just skip out on the country and come over here and live illegally by choice, right? Technically he did, but he didn't make these decisions, nor was that really his goal and plan. So,
but ICE is claiming that he guilty of a drug-related offense, which is why they want to get him out.
So the conspiracies are stirring and saying that he's been arrested, he's been in shootouts, he's been in drug raids, he's been on world tours, he's been in and out of the country. And as soon as he starts to rap differently, stop buying chains, start investing in the community.
Because he got those two programs down there.
So yeah.
Giving back.
Now they're saying, now you want to arrest him.
Which, I mean, it would make sense to me. It's just kind of...
Are you a conspiracy theorist?
Definitely. And when it comes to people trying to, like, empower and trying to actually change and give back and not be the norm of what society wants us to be.
That's when they come popping.
That's when they come popping.
So you think all of this is fishy?
Yeah, I definitely think it's fishy.
They say they got him in like a cell where he doing 23 hours in a cell.
I mean, bro, like how can you do all this and you illegal and noble and that's like...
Yeah, no, and I'm not saying that don't make sense. I said the same thing. Like, dog, the men around the world. He was just in China not too long ago, bro. And
you literally are like, I don't want to say he's like a household name, but in a sense, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If not, he's very, very close to what we consider a household name.
So how do you not notice, like, wait a minute, that dude's visa is expired?
Yeah. That's definitely something you're supposed to catch along the line. Like, some of his tours should have been stopped, postponed, on hold because his visa ain't working, right? So, yeah.
So now it's all about the criminal charges now. So that's really like what they're saying is like they're trying to like get him on that to get him out of here, basically.
Well, 21 is not in this alone. Jay-Z. Now, what's crazy is we talk about Jay-Z.
Hold on, wait. Before you get on that, this also says ICE is trying to deport him because of his political stance.
See, here we go. So, it's always something. Jay-Z has hired an attorney. 21 Savage. Now, we talked about Jay last episode before, with the criminal justice reform program.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
So he's hired an attorney, and they have called the arrest of 21 an absolute travesty. 21 deserves to be reunited with his children immediately. Jay-Z has hired the attorney by the name of Alex Spiro. To assist 21 Savage, who was arrested in Atlanta on Sunday and remains in the custody of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. For those who can't put that together, that's ICE.
Yeah, right.
Spiro confirmed to Variety that he was hired by Jay-Z to assist 21. Jay released a statement today This article was obviously not today, February 7th. Yeah. That wasn't too long ago.
That was like
three days ago. Yeah. The arrest and detention of 21 Savage is an absolute travesty. His U visa petition has been pending for 4 years. In addition to being a successful recording artist, 21 deserves to be reunited with his children immediately. Hashtag free 21 Savage.
21.
Issa. We are not going to stop until he is released, bonded out, or in front of a judge. Spiral told Variety. What we have here is someone who overstayed their visa with an application pending for 4 years. Not a convicted criminal that needs to be detained and removed. But, by all accounts, a wonderful person. Father and entertainer who has a marijuana offense, which was vacated and sealed.
Yep.
So, that's that on 21 right now. We have not seen him, heard from him since his arrest and detainment. So, you know, at this point, Jay is not... He's not making these moves in the shadows anymore.
Shout out to Jay for that, though.
Yeah, he's front and center with it. Yeah. He coming right at people's heads, right at people's necks, letting them know, like, look, yes, I'm a retired drug dealer. Yes, I'm a rapper. But above all of that, you know, at almost 50 years old, we're not about to keep watching this shit happen to the black people when I got some money and some resources and some connects to make a change.
And I think now it's kind of solidified that Jay and Beyonce are at that point where it's like they can do these things and don't got to worry about being targeted and shot down.
Yeah, when you know everything that you do is funded by yourself, you don't have to worry about losing sponsors. You don't have to worry about losing partnerships. You don't have to worry about losing ad placements. Like
all of that stuff.
Everything they do is them.
Yeah,
all them. And he talk about it in the Meek Mill verse, the champion was free verse about all of his assets and how much they pay him. So. Right. You know, and niggas know what B do, so it's not like we shocked. But I think that's the biggest key. When you got your own funding to do these kind of things, and people are willing to let you sit down and explain what your plans are, there's no turning back after that.
Exactly.
So, yeah, shout out to Jay for that. We got some sad news, man. I think you sent me this one, Wolf, about the man who killed his brother at the Super Bowl party.
Oh, yeah. I believe it was his brother-in-law or something like that. But apparently, while I'm getting it pulled up, what I got from it before we look into it was he got into an altercation with his wife because she had fixed somebody else a plate. Super Bowl night.
Oh shit!
And so like
this is in Memphis, Tennessee, by the way, y'all. So we in the South with an F.
So the argument literally continued on. People left out, and from the news article that I read, the party was over, and then her brother had ended up calling her. And when he called her, her husband was also there with him. And she said she heard gunshots and stuff like that.
So she heard the shot on the phone.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Police have arrested and charged a local man with first-degree murder following a deadly double shooting. Calvin Wilkins, 38 years old, was arrested by Memphis police and is facing multiple charges related to the shooting that killed a man and critically injured a woman. Fox 13 in Memphis has obtained the arrest affidavit, which detailed what led up to the deadly shooting. Happened around 1:30 a.m. Monday morning, right after Super Bowl.
Yeah.
According to the suspect's wife, Wilkins became angry at her for making someone a plate of food, just like you said, verbally abusive. All right, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Let's talk.
Can we please?
Let's talk about this, because this brings me back to the level of trash niggas that we talked about the last 2 weeks. Yeah. You got to get that mad.
My God.
It's funny. I just had this conversation in a group chat with some of my homies. Like, I ain't never had the urge to kill somebody. Niggas do.
Okay.
Personally, I've never had the urge and or desire to fully plan and execute killing somebody.
Right.
Right. Now, what I will say is, if there's ever a situation, God forbid, that I'm in a full self-defense mode, and I got to do what I got to do, we cross that bridge when we get there. But I ain't never been so upset where I'm like, you know what? Get the strap. And I'm hopping in the car. I can't even stay mad long enough to really do some shit like that. You know? Yeah. And it's crazy because this conversation happened when we talked about the Liam Neeson situation. So we're going to get to that in a minute.
Okay.
But you made my man's a plate, right? Yes. There's got to be some backstory behind, like, do my mans think that they got something going on?
You
got
to be deeper than just...
Yeah, like, this just didn't happen tonight.
You think, like, this was the feather that broke the camel's back?
Yeah, I don't really know what that saying means, but yeah, this guy... this can't be the first instance of him feeling some kind of way about them two having some sort of interaction, right?
He's like, bitch, you know what?
But to call her
The victim called her.
The one who got shot.
Yeah, yeah. He called, and that's the thing. Like she heard her husband in the back.
So dog shot him when he called his wife. So you call my wife, I'll shoot you. That's what happened?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, wow. You call my wife, I'll shoot you. That's crazy. But my wife made you a play.
Yeah.
So you call her, I shot you.
Right.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm
I don't follow. It got to be something deep.
Why do niggas got guns at Super Bowl parties?
If your team don't win.
And that's another thing. Do the article even say who he was rooting for? Like, you ain't shoot nobody that night. Your team ain't win.
Yeah, we ain't talking about who team.
We gonna acknowledge the fact that Brady has 6 rings. But yeah, back to the story.
What we talking about is, bro, like, what was it so deep? Like, is he that insecure? Are men that insecure?
Ooh, in general? In general?
Yeah.
No?
I want to say no.
But I want to be biased because I'm a man, probably.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to say no. Like,
Bro, if my wife...
Like, would you... Okay, like...
My wife has probably made my brother play before.
That's what I'm saying. Like, real life scenario. Like...
Yeah, I don't know. But I also... You know, it's got to be something deeper than just the plate being made, dog. Yeah. Because all I can think about when I'm trying to imagine something happening is... Alexis will make a plate, like, harmlessly, bro. Like, it's a plate. If like, the kitchen is crowded, it's a lot of action, it's a small kitchen.
Like, especially, like, because a lot of people...
And did she make his plate first? Like, if I'm...
That's what I'm
saying. Now. Don't make the nigga plate before you make mine.
That could be a factor. That's what I was trying to see, too. Like, did she make his before? Like,
nah, that's some hot shit. If she did that, that's hot for sure.
I mean...
Is he injured? Maybe he got a boot on. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he on crutches. There's a lot of factors that we don't know.
Now that's another question. Like, so... As a husband, would you feel some type of way if your wife made a plate for another nigga before you?
I don't think I would to the extent of feel some type of way, but I would definitely be like, hold on.
Like murderous.
Yeah, no, we not yet.
Yeah.
The most I would do is like but just, would say I would just like, grab that plate like, oh, she wasn't really looking. She thought you was me.
Yeah.
Last time she saw us, I was sitting there. You know, we had switched seats because somebody went to pee. That would be the most of it.
Okay.
Then if they both was like, wait a minute, nah, that is his. Then I got to be like, wait a minute. Let's talk about this. There's one man in this world that my wife will make a plate for before me.
Her pops.
No, my son. That's it.
Yeah, he definitely kids should eat first.
That's it.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, I'm not trying to say I get where he's coming from. If she made the plate before his, but like
that's some hot shit. That's silly. That's the only thing that could kind of make a little. So that my man got to feel like that they got a history somewhere, yeah, somehow.
And to top it off, that's the
she made that his plate first. Back. Don't say that phrase no more. Bro, damn, what if she made this? What if she made the plate?
What if his shit was slapping? Or like, what if he got the big piece of chicken?
What if he told her everything he wanted and she made the plate and gave the dog? We shouldn't be making a joke out of this. Somebody's lost their life, man.
Yeah, it's not. His rest in peace to my man's, and he also injured a lady too.
Like, but not the wife.
But not the wife. She was just on the phone. But yeah, it's like, bro, like, it's pretty extreme, dog.
Dog.
Let him get any time that he about to get because, my nigga, you got a lot to think about.
On a Super Bowl party, that's crazy. He had to be a Rams fan.
He had. I must say, his team lost. He didn't get his plate first.
And he think that they got something going on.
Yeah.
They got a thing going on. We got to play that song in the background. It's a good song.
All right, man. R.I.P. to my man. Lock the other guy up. I hope the lady recovers well.
My man's killed him, dog. Over a
plate. Over a plate. Because right now, all the news is saying is, oh, it's over a plate. It's-
Yo, as I look at this headline, I can't believe it. What are we doing as a black people, dog, to just, we pulling guns because you a plate was made? I need to sit in on this trial, bro. I need to hear the facts. I need to hear the exposition, the backstory,
bro,
of all three people's
persons
involved.
Something that you might got to keep your eyes peeled to see what.
Golly.
It's an interesting story. Yeah.
Top stories. Man became angry over a plate of food at Super Bowl party before killing stepbrother. Wife says.
Like,
goodness gracious.
So it was his.
So the stepbrother dynamic matters too, because now you don't have any kind of like super.
It's a stepbrother.
Attachment to me, because maybe our relationship was always on the rocks because of how we got in each other's lives, right?
Yeah.
then I think that you and my lady got some funny shit going on.
Right.
Then she make your plate, and my team just lost.
Yeah.
Is that grounds for killing a nigga?
No.
But as, no, we gotta pray. We gotta.
Ass whooping. Would it be wrong if he had jumped on
his stepbrother?
Yeah.
You scrap you, bro. Why are you mad at the brother? Why are you not mad at your wife?
It's facts. I mean, you in a situation like that, you could be mad at both.
But to take the anger out on dog to the point where you put the trigger.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
What was said to the wife? That's what we need to know. What did the man say to the wife?
Did she look at him and while he was stirring the Mac or something? Because she put it on the plate.
If I'm she stirred the Mac and looked at my dog with the you know what that mean. Come on, Wolf, you gotta relax, bro. I'm saying. You gotta relax, bro. If y'all don't listen, if you don't understand the macaroni and cheese analogy, man.
I'm sorry.
Find somebody young around you and just figure that out. I don't really wanna say that on this show. No, listen. What did I say last week? We got to figure out how to talk to our niggas, dog.
Yeah.
We got to figure this out. We can't have silly shit like that happening.
Stuff like stupid stuff like this.
Over the plate, bro. He ain't even like. See, I'm picturing a Super Bowl party and we chilling and it's just a few people. It's kind of crowded, right? The area for travel is minimal because of the number of bodies in the room.
No, like, so what they were saying is, like, literally the party got canceled because the way that he flipped out.
Oh, so this was at the beginning of the party.
Like, yeah, like, towards the end of the party. That's why he had called the wife, like, because it wasn't like he was there anymore. That's another thing. Like, this is, like, this damn near premeditated because.
So he, because they wasn't at the location of the original.
Exactly. Plate making. Has been made and the plate has been ate. And
then they left. Somebody left because they was calling the wife, exactly. Right. They was not the same. Is that premeditated? Not necessarily. I mean, you have to prove that the moment my man's got his plate that he decided he was going to kill him. You got
to
prove that.
What they can say, like, the moment that happened and you went to get your gun is like, you was planning on it.
This is why I check niggas at the door. You ain't ever notice when y'all come to my crib, y'all when I dab y'all niggas up, it's a little tighter embrace. It's a little...
Quick pat down.
Yeah, like, just a little. You don't even notice it, bro. I'm so good at it now. You even notice it. You know, when I tell y'all how to hang y'all coats up and where to put them, I tell you to do that stuff strategically so I can see your body, right? On your person. We ain't having none of that shit, dog.
Yeah.
Not the crib. People got to be more aware, man, of what's going on. Like, you got to know who's in your crib. You got to know the personalities and shit in your house at all times,
true.
Right?
True. You can't just be inviting any and everybody.
Yeah, man. You got to understand what's happening, bro. Because of shit like this, dog, it's crazy. So, yeah, pray for that family. It's always sad. I hope he ain't had no kids. You know, not to justify the death, but it always hurts me when kids lose a parent. Yeah. So, in kind of a funnier news, this story about this man killing his mountain lion.
Wow.
So, there's always you always have a thought as a person, like, if a dog attacks me, am I going to beat the dog ass? Did you see the video of my man who spun the dog around and threw the dog over the fence?
Nah.
His dog was attacking. My man is full blown, blowing the dog shit out. Spins the dog around like Mario and Bowser and tosses him over his eye. I got to remind me to find the dog. Shit was hilarious. Colorado runner who killed a mountain lion suffocated him in fight for survival. A mountain trail in North Colorado will remain closed for the rest of the week after a mountain lion attacked an unarmed trail runner. Now, for you running people, bro, y'all can't just run on like the sidewalk in a civilized area.
Try to get the most out of his experience.
You better go get on the damn treadmill that do the incline shit. Like, some shit just don't be that serious, bro. Like, some stuff can be prevented. If I jog in the neighborhood where the school is and the gas station and CVS, the chances of me being attacked by a mountain lion have lessened.
Right.
As soon as I take my happy ass into the mountains, trying to get some terrain shit in and run uphill and fuck that, all that shit. We're not doing all that.
Could you imagine yourself?
Bro, all I can think of when I saw the article, all I can think of is I need proof on how big this lion was. I need to see a picture of said lion that attacked, because I don't think he killed an adult lion.
Full grown.
Yeah, I can't see that happening. I need to see a picture of runner, because I don't, I better see a big cock diesel runners nigga, dog.
And runners don't really.
Runners ain't. They strong, but they not. You know, not they not Dwayne Johnson. So I need to see the lion and or the person immediately.
Y'all, when you say this, it sound like a boss though. Like,
bro, you choked the lion. Like, you really on some, like, you wrestling with this shit, right?
Yeah.
Would you do that? Could you do that? Or what? If I could attack by a lion, bro. I don't fuck with the wildlife though, so that's the thing. Like, I ain't never been camping. I'm probably never gonna go.
Yeah,
you know, I need to be in a very controlled wildlife environment, like the zoo.
I don't, bro. I love wolves, but like, nigga, what?
If a wolf attacks you, bro?
Bro, I'm dead.
Out of there. Like, you gonna go into a panic attack, bro? Like, you're not gonna know what to do.
Yeah, that's what. Like,
man's got to be like a trained stuntman or something. He got to be like.
I want to see this lion now too.
I need to see both of them, bro. I don't believe this.
Took a cub out the game.
Who killed the animal with his bare hands? The runner who hasn't been identified was attacked. We don't care about that. None of us are there. Blah blah blah.
Bro, it said it scratched him up, and he ended up just choking him out.
The man didn't have any weapons. He was really creative. He used his hands, feet, things that were around him, and really, he must have had just watched a movie or something, like, and he was feeling inspired. You ain't never like the. I remember one of the Fast and the Furious is maybe like 3 or 4. It was like me, my dad, my brother, and sister. We went to see the movie. When we got done, I had to be like 15 or 16. I was either driving on a permit or just got my L's. But nigga, I'm driving the Escalade like I was Vin Diesel, bro. Like, I felt like I was floating that bitch. Or I remember like one time I saw Spider-Man or Avengers or something. Like, when you see a movie, you feel like you that shit, dog. Like,
right.
Black Panther had everybody wanting to be Black Panther, right? Just you want to be a superhero.
No lie.
He had to have just seen a movie that had him turned up. He must have just seen like some Mission Impossible shit or something.
What movie did this nigga see?
Not necessarily a movie where a person is fighting a lion, but he had to see something that was like, bro, if I'm ever in that situation, this is what I'm going to do first.
This is how I take it, bro. Bro.
He's one of the people who take unnecessary classes.
Yeah.
Mountain lion self-defense classes. He probably about to start teaching them bitches too.
You come back to the crib, he's like, bro, I just had to choke out a mountain lion.
And all I can think about is like Martin fighting that raccoon when him and Pam was in a run. And when they was in the woods too. They had 2 episodes. Yeah, they had this.
So basically he watched that episode.
He was hype off that. That would make sense.
And he was trying to go.
That would make sense. Yeah, this is crazy. Authorities described the animal only as a mountain lion that was less than a year old.
Okay.
They can't determine its weight or precise age because other animals have started to eat it by the time they found its body. Goodness gracious. Every man for himself out here.
Oh, he really killed it.
Well, so we can think of this as an act of kindness, man. He gave some other animals some food, man. So they may or may not have eaten that day had it not been for him.
So he was doing.
He did the economy a favor that night, right. That day. So God bless him, man. No, I'm happy he made it out of there because fucking lion attacked me. I don't know if a pit bull attacked me. I don't know what I'm doing.
Bro, it's the O.
Like, are you gonna sock a dog?
Oh, definitely. Like, I would go blow to blow with one, but like a mountain lion, I don't know. Would it bite my whole fist off? Like,
yeah, bro. Them niggas' instincts is that's why. So less than 1 year old makes sense because an adult lion,
it's over. You're
not even gonna know that bitch coming, bro. You about to get pounced, get that neck cut up. You out of there. Well, yeah. God bless him for making it out because I ain't making out of my mountain lion.
I still be boosting that story though.
Oh, for sure. Especially they ain't got no pictures or nothing. They said it was already.
I'm gassing.
You know, yeah. It was like the main 20s, but I keep them clean though. Like, I'm telling whatever story. You on there, nigga. Tell them whatever story I want to tell, exactly. Nigga. Everybody, one day I fought 2 mountain lions. The next day it was a lion and a cougar. Like, you on there, nigga.
You can't. You don't even want to try nobody like that.
Don't ask me who, nigga. You should see the other guy. I won. I'm in this bitch standing. Anthony Davis did not get traded.
What's up with that?
Anthony Davis did not get traded.
What's, like, you see the other stuff talking about they was going to,
Wait, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, at this point in the show, I would assume you're having a good time. I need you to like the video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, whatever audio you're listening to, and send it to 2 or 3 people. And let's pay it forward. Let's practice a pay it forward. Send it to 2 or 3 people, man. Just, if you like, just let me know. Fuck with it. This my man's. Just say my man's. I came across it, whatever. But yeah, that's where we at, tgthehost.com. So he didn't get traded.
Right.
And I kind of felt like from jump that it was not going to happen. I also believe that Dale Demps, the Pelicans GM, mm-hmm. just played them niggas the whole time.
That was stories going around, too.
Played them niggas the whole time.
They was just trying to disrupt the Lakers.
Yeah, played them niggas the whole time. Like, then the first game back, the Lakers lose by, like, damn near 50 points.
Crazy.
But they did beat Boston the other night. So he did not get traded. It was crazy whirlwind. All-Star Weekend is this weekend.
No.
Yes. Valentine's Day is Thursday. All-Star Weekend starts Friday night. Celebrity game.
Oh, man.
On that shit. And then you got everything Saturday, dunk contest, three-point shootout. Both Curry brothers are in the three-point shootout. That's going to be cool.
That's going to be dope.
Dirk is in it. All-Star game Sunday. So, yeah, that's this weekend. Miguel Cabrera, man, if y'all remember episode 31, we talked about $20,000 child support, the Disney passes, it was crazy. So now the judge is saying that he could reconsider the monthly child support payment to Rodriguez, who was the ex-mistress, who had initially asked for $100,000 a month for two kids. $100,000 a month for two damn kids. Dog.
Bro, what? That, like, come on.
$100,000 a month for a six-year-old and a three-year-old. You cannot spend $100,000 a month on two kids. You can't
like
spend
a month, bro.
Bro, come on, dog.
At that point, that really is
a six-figure salary.
Yeah.
Do they take taxes out of child support, or are you getting $100,000?
That's a good question.
Bro, so Florida allows that much giving. That's the cap. Cabrera's $30 million annual salary. That $20,000 a month is still a lot,
that's
man.
That's a lot, bro.
$20,000 is a lot. So he may not have to pay that much, could get lowered. Upon reviewing the testimony, exhibits and evidence, arguments of counsel, and the proposed final judgment submitted by the parties, court exercises its inherent authority to reconsider on the issue of the $20,000 per month of unallocated child support is a tantamount to palimony. Whew. The judge ordered both sides to conduct a one-hour hearing on the issue before a final order is issued. Meanwhile, he ordered Cabrera to pay Rodriguez's attorney fees, $51,306.
All right, so this says, no, child support payments aren't considered taxable income. According to the IRS, child support payments are neither deductible by the payer nor taxable to the payee.
So she getting a little under $100,000 because some of that money's still going to the court.
Right. Yeah.
But she getting damn near six figures a month. As a bro, and I've had this conversation so many times. Like, as a parent, I'm a parent, bro. I can't think how to spend that much money on two kids in a month.
I can.
In them, bro, but shit that makes sense, dog.
Oh, yeah, no,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you only got so much space in the crib. What are you doing? Food, the essentials, clothes, toiletries, baby shit, whatever. But then after that, you're just buying shit to be greedy, dog, because the money is not yours. My mom always told me you care about more shit when you pay for it yourself. You care about it when you start to buy your own stuff.
That's very true.
You really start to take care of shit.
When you got
somebody else give you $100,000, bro, you just gone. That's crazy, dog. I don't, bro. He started off giving her $20,000 a month when they first broke up. Then he cut it down to $12,000 a month, and then she
because
got mad.
It's like, bro, like you don't need that.
Man. How you getting mad? I'm giving you $12,000 a month, and you upset that I went from 20 to 12, and you mad?
How you come up with those numbers?
This was their agreement before they went to court. When she first got the kids, and he stopped their relationship. He agreed to pay her $20,000 a month. Then he was like, bro, this shit out of control. Drops it down to 12. She get mad. Not in court. She's suing us
now. Because the thing is, that money, she was using that for a lifestyle.
For other shit, right. That's the shit I don't like, bro. If two people separate, I shouldn't have to maintain the adult's life.
That be my main thing.
I don't understand.
I don't get that.
If I got to work, the mama got to work. She's not handicapped. She's not mentally disabled.
But the thing is, a lot of times people be saying that these people have lived this.
Bro, that's bullshit, dog. What episode was this? Because I did this episode when I talked about the Jesse Williams, the spousal support shit.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it. Like, what do you mean this person? People lose their jobs. People go rich and go broke. People go broke and go rich. So, like, you know how to live with you. You would learn how to live.
It blows my mind that there are women. I had this conversation with somebody we're in a generation where there are girls whose goal is to get pregnant by the right nigga.
Yeah.
Basketball wives.
Boom. Basketball baby mamas.
I know a couple.
Basketball non-disclosure agreement situations.
Yeah. So you can pay for love, basically.
No, ain't nobody, don't be no fucking love. It's they have sex, get pregnant, never have any plans on staying together.
They hold.
But now you a young nigga in a league, you trying to keep it quiet. You gonna pay me whatever I ask for.
And then they
for say, a fucking newborn.
They still gonna say something and take you to court if they.
Well, no, but the smartest thing the player can do is to get that non-disclosure agreement signed.
Isn't it like loopholes around the prenup?
It basically says don't say my name.
Okay.
Don't say how much you're getting from me. That's our business. Don't get on TV. Don't do no interview. Don't get on Instagram. Because now I can sue you and you can lose out on that money.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Don't, bro, let's handle our stuff here. Yeah. If I'm an athlete, I don't want to get post-game questions about my baby mama and how much I'm paying child support. We took care of our shit over there. Don't get on TV and none of that other shit talking about what we got going on. That's the smartest thing a young nigga can do is get an NDA signed, bro. You're not getting a prenup because y'all probably never getting married.
Right.
Right? She about to eat the check. It is what it is. You get paid too much, they going to swallow your shit. Pause. So, you just got to bite that bullet. But you got to get that NDA signed, bro, because once your name get out there, bro, the court of public opinion is the harshest court in this country, dog. Once you get on the timeline, once the public's opinion of you is formulated, created, and sold to the masses, you're done. You're done. As soon as a trans person wants to out you for having a relationship with them because you want to cut it off, you're done.
Oh, man.
Who was it? Dwight Howard?
Did you talk about that?
It also just happened to a football player.
Oh, for real?
Hey, I'm supposed to believe this. I ain't gonna hold you up.
I don't not believe it, but here's but the problem is people's critique is, one day, and I ain't gonna spend a lot of time on this. One day, the LGBT community, LGBTQ community, wants to be an all-inclusive, all-equal community. But if a nigga don't want to be with you no more, and you getting your feelings, now you're using that as a bad thing.
Ain't that technical?
Oh, y'all, guess what? He had sex with me, and I'm, you know what I'm saying? Do you want to be equal or not? Because now you're using it as leverage in a bad thing. But if I say it's a bad thing, I'm offending you, and it's a hate crime.
Only when it's beneficial for them.
Right. But we all operate like that.
Yeah.
We all have a sense of like, shit is the way it is when it's convenient for me.
Yeah.
But something like that is too sensitive, dog.
Way too sensitive, bro. That's hard to come
You
back
can't
from.
Come back from it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, you start paying hush money. That's the thing. It's extortion.
Yeah.
That's why Kevin Hart was so mad about the tweet 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You're attacking me, my life, my well-being, my kids. So it's crazy. It's scary. The scariest part is that we just in a world where the shit that you enjoy doing, shit that don't bother nobody can come back and bite you in the ass, right? So how do we start this? We was on Miguel Cabrera, might catch a break, might not have to pay $20,000.
Yeah.
Speaking of LGBTQ, they are now... So apparently in California, it's already required... Well, it's been established that it'll be required in coming years to teach LGBT history in California.
Right.
New Jersey has adopted that as well.
Okay.
How we feel about that? What does that mean for society? What does that mean for the community teaching LGBT history? What is that? What is LGBTQ history? You don't know?
I'm interested, like, in the sense of, like, what is it?
Yeah.
Because I don't understand what exactly.
It's going to have to be, like, the movement, the development of it, the acceptance of it, okay. From the don't ask, don't tell in the military,
right?
To like,
yeah, I heard about
you know, videos. Like even in the black community, like that was the last thing you was admitting is that you was gay, right?
I want to know what's the because you saying that, but like, okay, like what exactly is going to be taught?
Right? Yeah. What do you say? Is it just like a rundown of the timeline?
Yeah, like, is that what the course is going? Be consumed.
Well, then you got like same sex marriages when that happened legally to talk
right,
about that.
Right.
Like bathrooms, shared bathrooms, that kind of stuff, that becoming a bill and possibly legal and all that stuff. You got, what else is there to talk about if we're going to talk about the history of this. I'm thinking it's going to be some kind of the football player, Michael Sam, drafted.
He right? still play?
Not that I know of.
I do remember that.
So those kind of things, kind of like monumental moments for that community.
Okay.
That's all I can really imagine that would be right now.
So we, I mean, not to like take they shine, but like, so is we going to start doing some Black history, real educational courses?
Are we? Who is we? Is we
New
America?
Jersey or California?
Probably not.
Take they shine, but it's like, I mean, shit, Michigan.
That's why I said, who is we? Is we a society or is we Black people?
Society, like, because, you know, it's.
What you want them to do?
Bro, teach about Black history, not just.
Do we got a fact for today? Load up the fact. We ain't gonna run it right now, but make sure we got the fact. I mean, I don't want to try to compare the two.
That's why I'm not trying to. Yeah.
But I think it's interesting that hit the timeline. That's something that's happening, and I wonder how accepted this method is going to be through other states and how soon.
I feel like eventually every state, in actuality, it should be something that you.
Yeah, because the only thing I could think of before is that it will be talked about when you do, like, health and when they start doing, like, the sex education and all that kind of stuff, the biology and all that kind of stuff. So, but I guess for it to have its own curriculum, I guess, is good. For us growing up, I didn't know what none of this shit was.
Yeah.
Hearing the word gay for me was literally just an insult. Like, that's gay. You get like it was a bad thing, right? Remember the Wanda Sykes commercial?
What?
Remember the commercial that the plot was like, they will see something like, oh, that's so Terrence. That's so.
Okay.
Like, you wouldn't want us to use your name like that, so don't use the word gay like that. When I was first introduced to that word, that's how I was introduced to the word. It was just like one kid called another kid gay. I had no idea what gay was.
But it was like you just said it.
Yeah. Yeah, I had no idea. Yeah. So I think it is, that's good because I remember how ignorant I was about what it was at 9 years old, right? Yeah.
Shout out to them for that.
Bro, the world is changing, dog. Society is changing fast.
Right before our eyes, too.
That's very fucking thing. Fast.
It's a lot of things in society.
Oh, man, so fast. It's so scary. I'm so nervous. I got two kids. I don't know what to do. Like, I think like, when we was kids, our parents was just worried about us, like, smoking weed and drinking and having sex, right? Don't get nobody pregnant.
Yeah, that was kind of, like, one of my things my mama said. Like, just don't come home with nobody pregnant.
Don't bring no baby home. And, like, drugs. Like, remember D.A.R.E.? That was the movement.
That was heavy. But niggas would be in D.A.R.E. and be high as hell.
Oh, for sure. But now it's so much shit. Like, when I talk to Alexis about our kids, it's like, dog, we got to try to be first.
What you mean before?
We got to try to. We have to keep up with what our kids are learning and hearing.
Oh, you gotta stay
at school. Have to. We can't say, oh, we're going to talk to our kids about sex when they start puberty. No. Them conversations got to happen 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. Years, yeah. Yeah. Like, I had a race conversation with Drew when he was like 3 and I wasn't prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why some people was white and had blue eyes. And
I got straight?
Yeah, bro. I was coming home from daycare or school, whatever. And I had to try to explain that as quick as I could. At 0, I was not ready to explain that at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
You know?
I ain't never think about it like that.
I'm explaining. And then he was like, well, yeah, I want white skin. And the only way I could spin it was like, because I didn't want to create a hate in him.
Yeah.
So all I could say was, well, Drew, if you switch to white, me and Mom and Corey should be brown. You're going to leave us? He's like, okay, no, I stay brown like y'all. Right, so I had to finesse it very quick.
So I was thinking, like,
when he said it, I was driving, and I remember my eyes. I remember exactly where I was, too, driving, pulling into my complex at our old crib. And I'm driving, I'm like, yo, what the fuck do I say? What?
That's why, like, yeah, what? See, I'd
like,
have been like,
he's like, how come some people's skin is white, and that is just.
See, I'd have jumped militant on his ass.
First of all, I don't even know. Yeah, what do you say scientifically for that? What is the reason? Do we even know that?
What did you technically say, though?
Here's my cop-out. Jesus. That's how Jesus made people.
Okay.
You know? Even when he was like, well, Dad, why does it rain? Why do we have seasons? I don't remember the fucking scientific... I don't know. That's what Jesus wanted to do. And they say, okay. It's just, bro. When I don't know the answer, dog... Due to the fact, bro, I go right to Jesus. Lies. Yeah, bro. Tell him what you want. He want to know why seasons happen. Because I think that day it was raining. He was looking at him. He's like, why do it rain? And I could remember that. I'm like, you know where the moisture, the clouds build it up, the darker gray they are, the heavier they are, the closer they are to raining when you right. see a real big dark gray cloud. And he's like, well, Dad, why do we have seasons? I'm like, God damn it.
Nah, okay, nigga.
And I kind of put this on myself because I think on one of his birthdays, I made an Instagram post, and one of the last sentences was, never stop asking why, like, or don't stop asking all them questions.
Yeah, yeah. So you know? Can't get mad. Yeah.
Yeah, because he asked these questions, and I am, as a parent, the front line of defense for my child's education and knowledge in this world because every question comes to me first.
True.
Every single question, no matter the topic. Even if they ask their teacher first, they're coming home to follow up to get something because we are the most trusted people in their lives, right? When you play it the right way.
Right.
I can't take that for granted, right? And I can't deprive my child of wanting to know shit.
Definitely.
Right? So when I say we got to be first and we got to keep up, we got to know. Because I went to public schools. I rode the school bus. I know how exposed to shit I was.
They get wild.
From other students, right?
Man.
What they bring in from their homes, what they bring from their older siblings. I was the oldest, so I didn't have older siblings. I ain't had an older brother to teach me the game about chicks,
right?
I didn't have an older sister, you know, having boyfriends. I was the first,
right?
I learned a lot of shit from hanging with older people, like, at church and public school, dog. I remember the first time I saw a porn magazine.
Probably at school.
It was, like, some treehouse that some white boys built. It was weird, though. The magazine was weird. It was white porn. It was weird. It was very uncomfortable at that age. It's very uncomfortable. It's you looking at it, it's like, how do people do this?
What do you mean, like?
First of all, still images of porn don't do it for me.
I mean, back when I was like 9, 10.
You was choking the chicken to magazines?
I'm saying like we look.
So that's a yes. Listen, bro. Soulja Boy got accused of kidnapping, man.
Right, that's crazy. Bro, like, what? Like, Soulja, bro. Like, you was just up there.
And then again, the conspiracy theorist hit it again. Every day is a rapper getting caught up in some shit, man. Soulja Boy got accused of kidnapping, man. Not a lot of details on that. Stay tuned, man. We get updates, we will update you. Here's the thing, and we get back to like this sex and this consent thing. Once a woman says no, you gotta drop everything. Craig's in trouble. Come quick. Get the fuck out of there. And it's crazy because even with my kids, I'm teaching both of my kids that right now, but more so Drew. Like Drew, when your sister says no, whatever you're doing,
just stop.
Walk away, bro.
Right.
If she keep acting up, then we'll intervene and we'll take care of her. But I shouldn't hear her screaming stop at the top of her lungs to you 2 and 3. And 1 stop should do it.
Right. Facts.
Because in the real world, bro, last thing you want to do is get caught up with somebody yelling stop. Somebody hits the corner and the situation is up for interpretation. Right?
Man.
So surface level, and this is what I mean when I say we the first line of
that's
education and knowledge for our kids,
that's
bro.
Good way
like
implementing.
Yeah, we start that now. Yeah. And I don't care if it's a dude, girl, or if somebody say stop, bro,
you gotta just
move.
Yeah.
Beat it. Because you don't want that up in the air for somebody to decide what happened. So this kidnapping situation with no details on it, bro, it just kind of feels like...
It's just say somebody say he kidnapped somebody.
Yeah. But how you the one telling me you got kidnapped? You're free. You're gone.
Big Draco. Come on.
It's weird. Should be weird to me, dog. Should be weird to me. I don't be liking... But Soulja Boy was hot. And that's another thing. People get hot. Their name be buzzing. They start making some money. And I need some of this.
Yep.
He kidnapped me.
I need some attention. I need some money.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So we talked about Black Panther the last two episodes. A white director, the American Psycho writer, Bret Easton Ellis, thinks Black Panther is being shoved down our throats. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's crazy, though, because we just had a conversation about how black people are
saying that.
Yeah, you know.
Who is this guy?
He is the writer. Is he the writer, producer of American Psycho?
What is that?
Ain't it like the series? I don't watch weird shit. No superhero movie has ever gotten the Best Picture nomination, he said, but believe me, Disney is doing everything in its power to make sure this happens. Even though there is nowhere out there, no one out here in La La Land, Los Angeles, I've met who thinks Black Panther is that good as a movie, yet as a piece of representation, they are supporting it. Ellis went on to say that he felt the assessment of Coogler's film as a grand piece of cinematic art was being shoved down our throats by press and studios alike. Representation is so important to them, he said on the podcast, which is only available to subscribers for a fee. All right, we're not worried about you no more, Brett.
What?
Because all y'all shit gets shoved down our throats.
Like, come on.
Let's cut right to it. Let's get to the shits, dog.
Like, what?
All y'all movies shoved down our throat.
Like, bro, this the first, like, movie. It's like one of the first, like, not, I don't want to say one of the first, but it's like a big ass
empire. How do you say representation matters, but get mad that we're promoting the representation
of people that don't get to be represented, like, in that type of
society? You said it matters, and Disney's doing everything in their power to make it. Duh, stupid.
Because, nigga, we don't get that type of representation. Bitch, that shit not normal.
Goofball head ass. I be
shoved down our throats. And how, though? Like, what?
Yeah, because it's winning, like,
because it's getting nominated. Like,
and again, bro, first of all, let's be clear. If you're not paying attention, if you're not trying to keep up with the shit, you don't know. I guarantee you some grandmas right now in the world that we can go to, and the most they know is that their grandkids got a Black Panther backpack. You know? Yeah. A lot of people who don't know the Marvel shit thinks that Black Panther was just created last year.
True.
You know?
True. A lot of people. Yeah.
A lot of older people just happy to see a black superhero that people enjoy. They didn't know that this shit went way back.
Yeah. Because it didn't have that big type of representation.
It's being shoved down your throat because you in Los Angeles and Hollywood and your shit not bumping.
I might say, because I don't know what he...
You typed that your shit not buzzing, and you just going to pick some shit to be mad at. You chose the wrong one, Doc. And don't worry about what we doing. Shit.
Like, bro, like, they don't, like... It, especially, you know, with stuff like this, when it's superheroes, it's always going to be multiplied.
It's franchise, man. You know the merch is coming, bro.
When they see this money in it, it's going to blow up. Like, you know, they got the Legos, Black Panther.
Yeah! I think my son told me that. But it's like, he told me that. Yep, you're right.
But, like, it makes sense because it's making money, so why not keep what you producing mad for? Off of it? Like, what you mad about? Because so, we don't know what American Psycho is.
Because I sure don't. I think it's a little serious. So, let's get on through here. Speaking of movies, new Shaft, still Samuel L. You saw the preview? Yeah. New Shaft. That's this year, right?
Yeah, I want to say.
Shaft this year. Terry Crews has defended Liam Neeson. Michelle Rodriguez also defended Liam Neeson and then came behind herself and said, I defended my friend in the wrong way. She said he can't be racist because he had the kissing scene with
Bro, that don't mean...
What is her name from How to Get Away with Murder? Yep.
That movie,
and Widows.
Widows.
I never did. You see movie. It? Yeah, that was about to do
this. The ending kind of pissed me off, but it was good.
That's a lot of movies. So yeah, she says he can't be racist because he had to kiss the scene with Viola Davis. Shut up.
Like, what?
Terry Crews defended him. Talk about pretty much all he did was say some shit that we've all felt. Shut up. Because I ain't never, and this is what I was talking about earlier. I ain't never just been so mad that I get in my car and hunt people down to kill.
I'm saying, he's talking about he literally went basically in the hood and walked around looking to become a...
He wanted to get provoked by one black person or he could kill him and feel better about his family member being raped by a black person. Shit crazy out here, dog.
He was trying to sound like he was woke and...
Yeah, and it backfired.
It backfired
bad.
Cause that's some shit.
Then he apologized for it. And you know, some shit is just like... I understand the PR and all of that stuff, people making you write out these formal apologies, but some shit we don't need apologies for.
It's just like, bro, you already said it. Like, it happened so many years ago.
You've made it very clear about who you were / are. But then there's a conversation like, do you just not feel like this anymore?
Yeah, that, I...
What you think, man? If one day you wake up and Wolf, you decide you're about to get in the car and just hope that a white person make you mad enough to where you can justify killing them.
Now, that's the thing. Like, just like how we was talking about with Kevin Hart when they brought up the stuff 10 years ago. People do change.
Okay, that's fair.
People do change.
That's so fair.
Like, I'm not... I'm not knocking that he didn't change, but it's just like, bro, you just look stupid. And like,
why bring it up? I didn't watch the interview. Did you watch the interview?
I watched like the clip of it.
I didn't watch the interview.
Didn't add up as to why he brought that up.
I know. I couldn't bring myself to watch it. You know, a lot of shit hits the timeline. A lot of shit gets buzzing, and a lot of shit is for me. It's like, you know, I'm not watching that.
Three times. It just didn't make sense to me, like as to why he brought it up.
Yeah, I'm not watching that.
But like, maybe his views changed. But like, what? But like, bro, like, you taint yourself when because it's not like.
Did he have to say it though?
Is
the question?
What I'm saying. No, and that's what I'm saying. Like, because with Kevin Hart shit, it's like somebody brought that up, and he
right. But Liam brought this on himself. Yeah.
You said it, so it's like, bro, like, what was so pressing about this? This is on your mind again.
Okay, so now I see that. Okay, that's why it's like maybe you do still feel this way.
Yeah,
because why'd you bring it up?
Like what?
Niggas say they power walked. He power walked the racism.
Oh
bro.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm gonna need all my racist people get the power walking. Maybe that's what Black Lives Matter should have been doing in the first place. Is making
inviting white people to walk with us.
Yeah, that's what we fucked up at.
Y'all need every walking. March. Y'all need to invite a white person to march with us so they can power walk that racism out.
Walk it off. What did he say? That and what else he said he did?
He jogged and I forgot the other one.
It was some other bullshit.
In brighter news, what's that man's name? Russell Wilson has bought Sierra's Masters.
That's dope.
And when you own your masters in the music, a lot of y'all know this, man. You're kind of free, right? You're not a slave to the industry anymore, to the label owners, whatever. So that's big for her. I came across Joe's response to Game. And we talked about how Game was doing that silly shit. Joe was pissed. And long story short, Joe said the same shit we said. Sin ain't saying nothing about you.
Yeah. I think I did see that.
Don't be that weak to where you really find a bitch that's not married with kids. Talk about her.
Yeah, it's like so why all of a sudden you want to bring her up now?
Why pick my wife?
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure you got plenty of other women's names you can drop. Don't. So yeah, Joe was upset and rightfully so. I do wish, however, that he would have kind of not gave Game that platform.
But
in that space on his show.
But I liked his response because I did see that. I like what he said. Yeah. It made.
Yeah, no, he made sense. Same shit we were saying, cutting and doing. So we're going to get out of here. TGTheHost.com, blurredvision.us. Check out with my discount code TG10, TG10, 10% off purchase. This is a Blurred Vision hoodie, man. Storms don't last forever. Ain't that what it said?
Fresh, yo.
Amen. There's going to be a link under here to support this podcast, man, if your heart so desires. So. We about to get up out of here. That's my time. Y'all be good. Y'all be safe. Tell somebody we on.
Gotta go get some Hennessy.
Wolf, you good? Zach, we good? TG, we out, man. Y'all be good.